Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always is our lead analyst, Jane.
Hey, Paul. Great to be here. We've got some really interesting developments to dive into today, especially around AI's role in software development.
Absolutely. Kicking us off with a big one, Microsoft VS Code is now enabling AI co-authoring by default in Git commits. This means Copilot will automatically add a co-authored by trailer when AI-generated code is detected.
That's a significant shift, Paul. It signals a growing acceptance and integration of AI directly into the developer workflow. It's not just a suggestion anymore. It's becoming the standard practice for attribution.
Right. It's really pushing the boundaries of what authorship means in a collaborative, AI-augmented environment. I wonder how this will impact code ownership and review processes long-term.
It definitely raises those questions, Jane. But on another note, we're seeing continued impressive progress in open-weight LLMs, with reports suggesting they're now approaching the performance of top proprietary models.
That's huge, Jane. It means more accessibility and innovation for a wider range of developers and companies, not just the big players. The playing field is really leveling out.
Exactly. It fosters competition and could lead to even more rapid advancements as more researchers and developers can iterate on these powerful models without hefty licensing fees or proprietary restrictions.
Moving on, we're seeing some interesting developments in agent architecture. A new AI agent architecture is boosting security, persistence, and performance for multi-user systems.
This is crucial, especially for enterprises. As AI agents become more sophisticated and handle more sensitive tasks, robust security and reliable performance in multi-user environments are non-negotiable.
And speaking of enterprise, AWS Transform has launched AI-powered BI migration to Amazon QuickSight. This promises to significantly accelerate the migration of existing BI dashboards.
That's a major pain point for many organizations, Paul. Shaving migration timelines from months to days using AI could unlock huge efficiencies and faster adoption of modern BI tools like QuickSight. Less than Paul, greater than definitely. It sounds like AI is not just creating new tools, but also making existing transitions smoother. In other news, AI is reshaping software development, elevating specs and QA, but still facing context limitations. Less than Jane, greater than that's a nuanced take. AI is fantastic for generating code from clear specifications, but it still struggles with the subtle, often unstated context that human developers intuitively understand. The quote, specs maxing movement, is a testament to that.
You know, that ties into the next couple of stories, actually. We're seeing developers like Simon Willison using Claude Code for web to build blog features for iNaturalist photos, and even a mobile-first observation tool.
Yes, it's a great example of AI augmenting individual developers. They're leveraging these models to rapidly prototype and build functional tools even on the go, demonstrating AI's power as a personal assistant for coding. Less than Paul, greater than... It really highlights how AI, despite its limitations, can significantly accelerate development for focused tasks. It's about smart application, right? Less than Jane, greater than absolutely. It's not replacing the developer, but empowering them to move faster and tackle more ambitious projects by offloading the repetitive or boilerplate coding.
That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for Sunday, May 03, 2026. Thanks for joining me, Jane, for another insightful breakdown.
Always a pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more essential AI news. Until then, stay curious.